got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
We're going to get to Tim Healy, who's going to talk about gymnastics at Oregon State. He's going to take us behind the curtain, so to speak. For that, though, we got a couple of people holding. Want to talk about the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Mike in Salem. Mike, what's up, man?
Well, I've only been watching the Super Bowl since 1967 when it first started, so that gives you an idea. I'm a little older than most guys.
But
all of those, and I've not missed a one, that was the single worst one I have ever witnessed. And so, you know, it had a slice of Americana that probably loved it every little bit of it. I think the majority of the viewers would probably agree with me that it only satisfied a small slice of the pie.
Yeah. Do you know who the very first halftime show was? I find this interesting.
It was probably a college or high school band.
It was. It was the University of Arizona Marching Band, Grambling State University Marching Band, and Anaheim High School, the High Steppers, and the Drill Team, and the Flag Girls from Anaheim High School. So
we got
always,
them all.
Yeah, got them all. Didn't always used to be about the band, but I appreciate that, you know, people can recognize, like, sometimes I go somewhere, you know, and I see a movie or I watch a commercial or I walk into a store in the mall and I look around and I realize pretty quickly this is not for me. This is not my place. And I think it's okay. I think it's okay to be like, hey, it's not for me, but it's for someone. Cody is in Eugene. Cody, what's up, man?
Hey, John. I first just want to say I love hearing the hour with you and your wife. It's just a unique perspective, and the look into your guys' life is cool. But really, the rap beef, and you talking about the rap beef, is what inspired me.
Yeah.
You have young kids, and I know they were just as checked into this rap beef as you are, because my 17-year-old son, for the first time, is into rap, my favorite genre of music, and talking about this rap beef. Now, what I will say is neither of the guys involved are exactly my style of rap. I'm more old school explicit where it can't hit the radio. But the nature of it and leaving stuff out to where your head thinks he's talking about something, but he's completely talking about another, you know, beef that you don't know about is what I love about it. He's a little slow for my taste. And it was definitely a weak halftime show, in my opinion, but for the last two decades, they've all been mashups of whatever artist's five biggest hits in whatever 20, 25 minutes they're given, and it's more about who they bring in. The funny stuff is all the stuff you were talking about that I didn't even know that there was a drop or a hint with Serena Williams and her new husband there.
Yep.
Although I know who the guy is, if it's the former owner of Reddit or CEO, it's just kind of funny, and my kids roll their eyes like yours probably do when they hear you talk about it and say diss track.
Right.
Although, I'm an OG. I mean, I grew up on NWA and nasty stuff like that. Naughty by Nature. And so I really appreciated the fact that an artist like that can come out there and not spit one cuss word.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I loved it, man. I love it. I appreciate, Cody, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate it. Just those two calls are great examples of the bookends. When you have a halftime show at the Super Bowl, you are not going to please and entertain everybody. But I found it oddly interesting, the wake of the performance. To me, it was more about, like, social media. Is a lot of times I go onto social media and I go, what am I doing here? I'm just wasting time. This is just it's a waste of my time. What is social media? What is the value of it? There was actually a little bit of value in social media after the halftime performance, because people were explaining it to each other and going, hey, here's what he meant. Here's what it was about. Here's, it was a diss track. The whole performance was a diss. Anyway, Tim Healy, photographer at johnconzano.com, drew the assignment of photographing Oregon State women's gymnastics and the meet that they had on Saturday. He was in Corvallis. They've got another meet tonight. I want to go behind the curtain. Tim Healy joining us. You got a lot of, how was the halftime show for you, Tim, before we get into the gymnastics?
I thought you might ask me that. And then I would sadly say I ran to the grocery store for dinner. So
yeah.
I'm going to rewatch it, though. I like Kendrick Lamar. I think he's super talented. But I knew it was my opportunity to go down there and pick up the groceries for dinner and get back home. So I taped it, but I always taped the Super Bowl. I still have, going way back on videotape, I used to tape all the Super Bowls. I'm a big fan.
Give me
all
an
the
idea.
Commercials, everything.
You draw the assignment to shoot gymnastics. You go down there. Obviously, you've shot gymnastics before. You're a professional. You're a photographer. But how is it different to go into Gill Coliseum to shoot gymnastics versus maybe a basketball game, or go to Reser Stadium or Autzen Stadium for a football game?
Well, it's quite a bit different. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a bit of an amateur when it comes to gymnastics. So the first trip down was with my friend Allie, and she shoots for Getty, and she's a former D1 gymnast. So she walked me through the meet about 2 hours before my first time, which I think was really helpful. You can sit here, you can stand here, get out of this way of the judge, because there's a lot of things going on at once. It's pretty complex. You know, there's four events happening simultaneously, so you have to make sure that you're not blocking the view or you know, and then there's camera people too. So there's just you just have to make sure you're doing the right thing and then be respectful, of course. It's fast, it's furious. These women are incredibly strong and talented, and it's really it was a bit difficult, I'll be honest, photographing. You have to be quick, and you have to watch your focus, and then the lighting and Gill is always a challenge. So, but I enjoyed it quite a bit.
You know, they're going to draw 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people tonight for another competition. What are people coming to see? Is this all about Jade Carey, or, you know, the sport seems to have attracted people?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's an Olympic year, right? So there was a big buzz there. But Jade, you know, she's a two-time Olympian, three-time medalist. So incredible talent, right? But the whole team is very, very good. I mean, I think they're ranked 10th in the nation right now. Their coach has been there almost 28 years. They've got a powerhouse of a team. So there's a lot of fans. I mean, they had a band there. They had a DJ going. They had, you know, whatever, close to 6,000, I think, on Friday there, and it was a great crowd. There's people, I did take a picture of a woman who was knitting while watching, which I thought was hilarious, but it's a lot of locals. There were young kids, there were a lot of, you know, little kids that were excited to see the Olympian, but they were all, you know, it's such a positive environment with as far as a team. I mean, those ladies all support each other really well, even when you see Jade about to get up on the balance beam, you know, there's this Olympic medalist and her teammates going out there and pumping her up. So it's pretty great.
How do the other teams and the other fans and the other competitors react when they see an Olympic gold medalist, you know, competing against them?
There was definitely some looks for sure. They're all, you know, watching, especially during warm-ups, you know, because they warm up quite a bit. I mean, there's a lot of exercise you have to do, obviously, and stretching, and then they'll practice a little bit of their routine, and then they're given some time on each apparatus before they start. And so you'll see a lot of the other teammates, obviously, just taking a look. And so the first meet I went to, there were some people doing pictures together and stuff, and she's, you know, obviously very approachable. I mean, not when you're photographing, you do your job, but, you know, the other kids were excited to see her and watch her compete. And she's unbelievable.
All right. So, look, I'm not going to say that I've never paid attention to gymnastics, because we've all watched NBC and the Olympics, and, you know, we all become experts every 4 years. But when you're watching a competition like that, there's a roar at one end of the, you know, gymnasium as somebody's on, you know, the vault or doing the floor exercise. And then suddenly there's something happening on the other end. Is it difficult as a fan to track that? Or are you able to kind of just pay attention to what's in front of you?
I think if you're a fan, I think you're probably watching what's, you know, you can get a larger overview, right? The floor exercise has always been popular because there's music going and it's a dance and you're waiting for that moment when they do the long run and the tumbling routine. But, you know, as a photographer, I'm focused on a specific team, you know, for you, like it was the Beavers, right? So I was making sure I shot every girl on every apparatus, and I moved with them. But I would, you know, keep my head on a swivel and see if there was an exciting moment. And sure enough, you know, there's always big celebration. But I imagine it gets much harder if it's UCLA coming to town or somebody of that caliber. So
we're talking to Tim Healy, photographer who was behind the curtain at Oregon State Gymnastics last Friday in Corvallis as they were competing. I think people have appreciated that, you know, here's Jade Carey, it's a one-time thing, but I know Oregon State has invested heavily in gymnastics. What does the health of this team look like to you?
Well, they're impressive. I mean, they're really impressive. There's girls from all over the United States that are on the team, and, you know, they seem like they have a pipeline of talent, for sure. And, you know, if you go back and look at their history, they've been in, you know, multiple Pac-10, Pac-8, Pac-12 championships all the way through national championships. They've won individual medals on the national level. So they've got a powerhouse, and it's great to see the local community turn out like they do. They do the steam blowing and the kids come running in through the curtain. The lights are going. It's pretty exciting.
How is it different, you know, the competitors and the emotion that you get? You know, I know that you get, you know, people flipping in the air and just like in any other sport, basketball or football, where you're watching an athlete compete. But do you get a little extra emotion from gymnastics, or, you know, is it conducive to being photographed that way?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I notice is that the entire team is watching their teammate at the same time. And the girls are all holding hands and they're lined up and they know exactly when. It doesn't matter if it's Jade or if it's, you know, any of the other athletes on their team, Sophia or someone, when they hit that one moment that they know they've seen them working in practice over and over again, and when they hit it, the whole team's going crazy. So it's really exciting to watch. They know when someone did something that was something they've been working on, you know, working at and challenging themselves. So that part's exciting. And they're all, you know, singularly focused on whoever's competing right then. And, yeah, it's a very good team sport, you know, really, really positive people.
Tim Healy, I appreciate you joining us. Good stuff. I know you have plans to cover other things, but just wanted to give people a peek behind the curtain and, you know, what it's like to be there and the enthusiasm in the buildings. When I see, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 people showing up to a gymnastics event, I start to go like, okay, maybe I should pay a little attention to this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I think it was midterms week too, so the kids were in there, and on a Friday night, that's impressive. So,
Tim Healy, you're the best. Thank you, man.
Thanks, sir. Anytime.
There he goes. He had no opinion on the halftime show. He ran an errand. Who else ran an errand? Because I said it was my mission to not end up in the grocery store on Super Bowl Sunday. All week, Stephen, we talked about it. Don't go to the grocery store. You don't want to be that guy in the grocery store. You don't want to be in the grocery store. Make sure you do it early. I got to the store early, and sure enough, I had forgotten a few things. So I had to go to the grocery store on Sunday morning. And I was looking around. It was a bunch of other dudes just like me. We're all pointing at each other going, what are you doing here? Said you're not supposed to be here.
The wife sent them out to, you know, go pick up the last couple things as well.
I was getting lemons. I'm going to make lemonade. All right, leave it here. Some parting thoughts coming up.